This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. A rare bipartisan commitment between the White House and Congress to make a sweeping agreement on infrastructure dramatically collapsed Wednesday afternoon. As AP Sagar Magana reports, President Donald Trump walked out of a meeting after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said he was involved in a cover-up of his actions in the Russia probe.
The president abruptly ended an infrastructure meeting with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi a few minutes after it began, saying they could not negotiate under these circumstances.
Get these phony investigations over with.
After leaving the meeting, he went straight to the Rose Garden, where aides had quickly gathered reporters. One reason Pelosi believes the president's walkout was scripted, and he never intended to talk about infrastructure.
It was very, very, very strange.
Afterward, Pelosi doubled down on earlier comments that the president's engaged in a cover-up, which infuriated him. She'd met in the morning with rank-and-file Democrats to tamp down their demands to start an impeachment inquiry. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Legislation that would allow President Trump's state tax returns to be released to Democrats in Congress is on the way to the New York Democratic governor. AP Shelley Adler has details.
The bills don't target President Trump by name, but they would allow the leaders of three congressional committees to get New York state tax returns filed by elected and top appointed officials. The Senate initially approved a far broader bill this month that would have let Congress ask for the returns of any New York taxpayer. Lawmakers later agreed to narrow the focus to address worries raised by Republicans that the bill went too far. The legislation comes amid the battle in Washington over Trump's federal returns. I'm Shelley Adler.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Indonesia's President Joko Widodo says he will not tolerate anyone disturbing the country's democratic process after deadly clashes between police and supporters of Prabowo Subianto, the former army general who lost the recent election but is contesting the results. Reuters correspondent Francesca Lina has details.
The result released by the General Election Commission gave Widodo more than 55% of the votes. Some schools and offices in the capital have been closed down this week. The government also says dozens of militant Islamists have been detained, suspected of planning attacks in the turmoil. In a bid to quell the unrest, Indonesia introduced curbs on social media on Wednesday. They say it's designed to prevent the spread of hoaxes and fake news, some calling for violent post-election attacks. The move imposes limits on the ability to upload videos or photos on social media platforms.
Francesca Lina of Reuters. Poland's Catholic bishops have acknowledged they have not done enough to prevent clerical abuse of minors. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Poland's bishops have admitted their shame about sex scandals involving priests grappling with the problem of abuse. The debate among bishops has been triggered by a documentary, Tell No One, that was released on YouTube this month and already has 21 million views. Meanwhile, Poland's primate says the Polish Bishops' Conference has met to discuss the problem and is preparing a letter to be read out in all churches on Sunday. The letter begins, "There are no words to express our shame because of sexual scandals involving clerics." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Police in Somalia say that former Foreign Minister Hussein El Abe Fahia was among at least five people killed when a car bomb exploded near the presidential palace in the capital Mogadishu Wednesday. At least 13 other people were injured. The militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the blast, saying they were targeting soldiers, lawmakers, and other government officials. House of Commons leader Andrea Leadsom has resigned from the British government because she no longer believes that Prime Minister Theresa May can deliver Brexit. Leadsom is the 36th government minister to leave her position under May and comes one day before Britain votes in the European elections. May dug in Wednesday against a growing push by both rivals and former allies to remove her from office, as her attempts to lead Britain out of the European Union appeared to be headed for a dead end. Stock prices are lower on Wall Street just before the close, thanks to worries over the U.S.-China trade dispute. The Dow was down 0.29%, the S&P dropped 0.16%, and the Nasdaq was off 0.28%. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd. VOA News.